The man known as Germany's James Bond for his secret missions during and after the Cold War has had a fall from grace. Werner Maus has just been convicted of tax evasion and handed a suspended 2-year sentence. The former spy says during his 40-year career, he was involved in smashing more than 100 criminal gangs and the arrests of around 2,000 individuals. Barney Porter reports.
Maus. Werner Maus. Doesn't quite have the same ring, does it? But that's the comparison being made to the 77-year-old former spy who became one of the most mysterious figures in post-war Germany. Werner Maus was used by countries, companies and individuals as a private agent. He worked for the German foreign and domestic intelligence agencies and the police. He even had a nickname, the Institution M. But after a trial that lasted almost a year, it all came undone. Bochum Court spokesman Volker Talarowski.
In the years 2002 to
2011, his assets generated an income of 35 million euros, which he didn't declare. This resulted in a tax liability of 13.2 million, hence the tax evasion.
But there were, it seems, mitigating circumstances.
Ultimately, the extent of the tax evasion is only one aspect of the case. Everything else has to be considered, among them the age of the defendant. He's 77 years old, and also he's achieved a special life's work.
Mr. Maus was accused of concealing the millions of euros from German tax authorities in offshore accounts. He argued the accounts were set up by third parties to pay for undercover missions, such as the freeing of hostages. Stefan Lambi is a German filmmaker who revealed Mr. Maus's true identity for the first time in a 1998 documentary. He spoke to the BBC.
I believe it was a very mild sentence for him. Everyone was expecting many years of a sentence for him in jail. And I believe that Werner Maus must be very lucky that he was sentenced with only 2 years and not being in prison.
Perhaps in keeping with his image, Mr. Maus wore a hoodie into court. But it seems to no avail. His face was still clearly visible. So, Mr. Lambie's assessment of the former spy's stealth approach.
That was ridiculous.
German media credits Mr. Maus with being one of the nation's most distinguished undercover agents, with a reported range of 100 different identities and a direct line to the Chancellor's office. Mr. Maus says he was involved in finding treasure from Cologne Cathedral hidden near Belgrade in the 1970s and catching the robbers. He says he helped in the arrest of Red Army faction militant Rolf Pohl, as well as being involved in hostage releases in Lebanon and Colombia. And all from such humble beginnings. Mr. Lambie again.
He started as a very small agent in Germany on divorce cases. And then he was working for insurance companies. So this was only small criminal cases. But then he was focusing on terrorist cases, the Rote Armee Fraktion, RAF in Germany. So he stopped working for insurance companies and swifted over to the field of politics and terrorism. And that's why he became famous in Germany.
German authorities have made no comment about Mr. Maus's case.
Porter, Barney Porter, with that report. Shaken, not stirred.